President John Dramani Mahama has acknowledged that the rule of law is a prerequisite to ensuring peace and nurturing democracy. Addressing the 67th UN General Assembly in New York, President Mahama stated that since Ghana returned to democratic rule 20 years ago, steps have been taken to strengthen governance institutions to ensure that the rule of law is prosecuted to the letter.
Ensuring the respect and strengthening of the rule of law is fundamental to the maintenance of peace and international security. The effective promotion of human rights and fundamental freedoms, and is also essential to nurturing a vibrant and dynamic democracy. In Ghana, we believe that the respect for rule of law is essential to building our nation, and this has been our thinking since independence. Our national motto, therefore, is freedom and justice. Ghana has, over the last 20 years after the return to democracy, worked to continuously strengthen our governance institutions. The framework for ensuring the respect for the rule of law has been established in our 1992 constitution and continues to be further elaborated and extended. These include the passage of legislation to ensure accountable and good governance, transparency in public procurement, transparent management of oil revenues, press freedom, human rights, transparent and credible elections, to name just a few. Ghana is reaping the dividends of democracy and rule of law. The stable atmosphere created as a result of constitutional governance since 1992 has seen a remarkable increase in economic growth. Last year, Ghana's economy grew at some 14%, one of the highest in the world. Per capita income for Ghanaians has grown from $400 in 1992 to $1,300 today, pushing Ghana into lower middle income status.
President Mahama also noted that Ghana believes in building strong institutions and not strong leaders, as once stated by President Barack Obama. The country is therefore putting in place a number of structures to ensure that governance institutions are strengthened. He cited the development of legislation to govern the oil sector and the judicial service, among others.
President Barack Obama, during a visit to Ghana in 2009, said that what Africa needs is not strong leaders, but strong institutions. The government in Ghana, therefore, is in the process of undertaking the following interventions by developing appropriate legislation, policy, and administrative reforms in the following areas. Building the capacity of governance institutions responsible for ensuring compliance with existing laws. Strengthening the judicial service and other agencies responsible for the administration of justice to build confidence in the judicial system, both for our citizens and for our guests who may have social or business interests in Ghana. Reviewing the laws on investment promotion and protection. Strengthening the institutions that investigate and prosecute cases relating to corruption. Strengthening the framework governing the banking and financial service sector. Integration of information systems in revenue management. Organization to promote greater efficiency in revenue collection. And ensuring transparent management and utilization of Ghana's oil revenues. Ghana is a state party to many international conventions, treaties, and protocols. And recently, we became a party to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and its related protocols, the UN Convention on Transnational Organized Crime, the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, and the UN Convention on Cluster Munitions. We have also incorporated many international conventions, protocols, and systems into our municipal laws. We are committed to ensuring that we respect and give effect to all international conventions, treaties, and protocols to which we are a state party. We believe it's also important to give attention to regional and sub-regional organizations such as the AU and ECOWAS, and to help strengthen these institutions we have established through these regional groupings in order to promote the rule of law both regionally and on the continent.
President John Dramani Mahama addressing the 67th General Assembly on the rule of law in New York.